Back to the NutriMedical Report live, and of course it's Monday, it's the 10th of April, and I've got some surprises for you. You know, I dig deeper than most, and I ask lots of questions and try to see beyond the shadows of what's going on. And since last week when we were on Thursday, a lot of things have transpired. Well, I've done my research, and I can tell you what I basically put together. I actually have a if you want to call it, a written report, along with video this afternoon with Jim Fetzer. But here's what I basically found. Number one, you may or may not know this, but there's a thing called a false flag. Now, a false flag is something that the public doesn't realize is actually stage managed. And it's a false flag that's actually used to actually, if you want to call it, lie to people that are expecting a different kind of result. For example, a lot of people believe the lie that there's a internal fight within the White House. When I believe the campaign manager, when she says that that's just external. I mean, in fact, Donald Trump likes people to disagree and then prove why their points are logical or based on evidence. Jared Kushner is not a military or strategic analyst. Okay, he is a data man. He's an excellent businessman. He is not going to get policy that deals with that. Mr. McMaster, by the way, is the General McMaster is the new national security person, and we know that, in fact, in the position of running around and kind of managing the entire team is Mr. Bannon. He's not going anywhere, and neither is Jared Kushner. Jared has a very secure position, but his position is completely different. We have Joel. Welcome back, Joel. It's great to have you on the program. I was just saying that I have done quite a bit of research on the situation, and I've got a little different take than what the regular media has, and it comes in line with some other evidence. You're probably familiar with this because you're one of the best pundits in terms of newsletters, the World Affairs Brief in the world, and you're probably familiar with a false flag, which is what I think happened here. Now, I want to hear your take first of what you think is happening, because many people, when they see this externally, they think that Donald Trump has just lost his mind and he's become a neocon. I have, from my own research, which includes some pretty secure sources, including Colonel Pat Lang and a number of others, that, in fact, what we're observing is completely different than the truth. So tell us what you think, because you put a very important newsletter out last week. And by the way, if they want to obtain the newsletter, they contact you by, I think it's orders@worldaffairsbrief.com. Is that correct? I can't hear Joel. Okay, somebody change your boarding. Okay, Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good. Can you tell us what your take is on what happened last week with President Trump and his so-called Tomahawk missile attack that basically only about a third of the missiles actually got through the target, and within 12 hours the airport that they bombed was back in service. What do you take of this attack?
Well, first of all, it was a totally unconstitutional attack. There is no authority to attack a country who has not attacked you. There was no declaration of war, so even under the Squirrely War Powers Act, where America's under threat, the commander-in-chief can operate on his own.
Right.
This doesn't match here. Rex Tillerson tried to justify it yesterday by saying that because the international community didn't do anything about this attack on a chemical attack on civilians, that we felt obligated to do something. Well, look, the international community had no resolution. The United Nations didn't. I mean, this was totally without legal, international, or national justification.
Yeah, in fact, Rand Paul made it very clear that it was a violation of the War Powers Act, which completely gives power to Congress. They'll try to make the excuse that, but I have a little different take on this and how there's some collaboration in ways that is pretty twisted. So please continue.
Well, in the first place, this was not a chemical attack by Syria. No chemical weapons were dropped from the aircraft. This was a conventional bombing of an arms factory, and either adjacent to or part of that arms factory were chemical weapons stockpiles for the rebels.
Exactly.
So the rebels were stockpiling chemicals, and they've been using them periodically. There's been two major chemical attacks, one in 2013 that precipitated this chemical weapons attack. That was done by the rebels. One of the rebels admitted that they got sarin gas from Saudi Arabia. It was a homemade variety or black operation.
But this wasn't even sarin gas. The white hat guys that were there. I know, obviously,
right.
I'm a hazmat toxicology doctor. I'm a specialist in this. And I can tell you that without full hazmat suits on and touching anybody with sarin nerve gas is a death sentence. So this was...
That's right, and you saw these white helmet people picking them up. So.
Right, white helmets are another phony organization used to actually come in and massage the public with another, I call this a false flag, and I'll get into it a little later. We're also going to do a video this afternoon, simulcast, and I really think that people need to listen closely to what we're going to say today. So you know that this is a chemical weapons factory. What I have information is that this little town is right beside a place called Idlib where this so-called chemical depot was, that for 2 months the Russians and Americans and the Syrians have actually coordinated an attack, an air attack by the Syrian Air Force, covered by the Americans and the Russians, to hit this chemical depot, and they exploded, expected to just blow it up. And fortunately, it started a fire, and the gas and the chlorine and so on wafted with a strong wind toward this little town, and that's why people died. But they didn't die of sarin nerve gas. In fact, if they do air sampling or blood sampling, they'll find no evidence of sarin in these people. And it's a coordinated called false flag, because in the United Nations, the new United Nations so-called envoy that Trump put there, and Rex Tillerson, and all these other people that are playing this game are playing the game that he's being a strong president, and I think he's doing it for three reasons. The first one is I think Donald Trump wants to dispel the idea that the Russians he's a puppet of the Russians. In fact, Hillary Clinton's come out very strong with a really big financial support to do a media blitz and have a book published by the fall showing that she lost the election because of the Russian hacking. They even announced in the news that they have arrested somebody in Europe that's a Russian hacker that, quote, hacked the election. Well, that's a pile of garbage. We know that that it was a former DNC person who dumped the data to a WikiLeaks affiliate, and we even know his name and the fact that he died of multiple gunshot wounds to his back. So this is a false flag. In other words...
Well, I have to interrupt you here, Bill. I'm not buying that at all, that this was operation from the U.S. Russia.
I got real serious sources from yesterday. Let me tell
I don't care what your source is. You're being fed disinformation. There's no way that the Russians are going along with the globalist agenda to cover up for the rebels having...
No. Let me explain.
You know, chemical weapons. There's no way.
Okay, well, here's the facts. Are you familiar with Colonel Pat Lang?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Pat Lang is a retired analyst and very, very high up in the U.S. military for years. Born in 1940, and I'm just going to give you a couple of his brief points. The point is that we knew about this factory, and it was actually publicly known between these various intel agencies that Idlib was a target and the Syrians were going to target. It's one of the last mop-ups. Number two, that they were planning that the Russians... Here's a couple of points. The Russians briefed the United States on the proposed target. The process that started more than 2 months ago. The dedicated phone line was being used to coordinate and deconflict, prevent U.S. and Russian aircraft assets from shooting each other down. The United States was fully briefed on the fact that there was a target in Idlib, and the Russians believed was a weapons explosive depot for Islamic rebels, which you've also mentioned. The Syrian Air Force had hit the target with conventional weapons. There was no bombs, as you mentioned already. All the involved expected to see a massive secondary explosion that did not happen. Instead, chemical smoke began billowing from the site. Turns out that the Islamic rebels used the site to store chemicals, not sarin, that were deadly. The chemicals included organic phosphates and chlorine, and they followed the wind and killed civilians. There was a strong wind blowing that day, and the cloud was driven to the nearby village, which is Kanshakun. We know it was not sarin. However, how that very simple, okay? And this is, again, even the photographic evidence. And remember, I'm a toxicologist that can tell you, these men that were handling him, they had to be on site also in advance. So in other words, this had to be a false flag. So they had to be, actually, the White Hats had to be there at the site so they could actually set up this video or pictures. We know it was not sarin. How the so-called first responders handled the victims without gloves, has been sarin, they would have died, okay? Sarin on the skin will kill you, and I know you only need to get on your hands and you're dead within 6 to 12 hours. Okay, so those are the facts, and I have other facts from other sources. So all of the evidence shows, and in fact, here's what they did. The Russians knew in advance they had their missile battery set up. So the 59 missiles, and I know how these work because I took care of the guys, the target, the Tomahawk missiles. I actually know the guys that managed the software and all the high-tech stuff because I had presidential-level security clearance. Tomahawk missiles will hit within 10 square meters, okay? So that means that if they were not down-targeted by the Russians, all 59 would have hit their target. Only 23 hit their target, and if you resurface the runways, which takes 6 to 12 hours, they're fully operational within less than a day. So the fact is most of the assets, they moved out of the way. There are only two, apparently, Syrians who died trying to put out a fire. And so what this is basically, the peace treaty is coming. There was absolutely no logical reason. I saw the reports by a veteran, we call it criminal prosecutor, who's now a senator, who actually stated, without a motive, there's no crime, even if you've got a psychotic criminal. So there's no motive here for Bashar Assad, an eye doctor, that's what he is, to do this. They're rebuilding Aleppo as we speak with money in all of the groups closed, Jews, Christians, and by the way, Alawites are a meld between Orthodox Christians and Islam. They're not straight even Shiites. They're more likely even honored the Christian holidays and so on, because many centuries ago when they were forced under Islamic law, the people at that time allowed them in the Muslim faith to actually create a new sub-faith that would honor both Muhammad and the Christian feast days, etc. So what we're really dealing with is a kind of a pseudo-Islamic Christian leader who protects the Jews and Christians, and in all the other surrounding areas in Iraq, they're massacring the Christians like crazy and the Jews, and in Syria, and I know because I have Syrian relatives, my great-grandfather was the owner of the largest caravan that went from Damascus, Syria to China twice a year, and my grandfather was Syrian, so I can tell you straight up, there's absolutely no way that Bashar al-Assad did this. None. And in fact, the idea was proven incorrect when both the U.S., the Russia, and two other nations had an international commission by the United Nations approved. There were no toxic sarin nerve agents, and they were completely removed by the Russians. And so this is a dance that I'm sure Mr. Putin and his Minister of Defense are fully aware of, which is why they didn't cancel the meeting with Rex Tillerson, because I can guarantee you that the proof of it will be that the so-called deconfliction phone line will be operational within a week. As soon as Tillerson gets there, everything will be back to normal. And in a few months, when they find no samples of sarin either in the victims, which is easy to test with a high-pressure chromatography, that it was a chemical issue, then we know that Bashar al-Assad did not bomb these people with chemical weapons. This is all staged for our public consumption.
Well, you know, I completely agree that it was not Bashar al-Assad, but I just don't buy your, you know, that the Russians are complicit in this.
I have a lot more evidence from many other sources. I've been so driven by this. I've been up day and night for days now, and I'll tell you, because I have had security clearances, I have lots of access to information that's highly classified. And let me tell you, my sources have all corroborated that this is exactly what happened. And in fact, you mentioned a number of the facts that fit with what I have from Colonel Pat Lang, who I will have on the show. So what I'm saying is this was a false flag to get rid of the media off Trump's back. At the same time, Gorsuch got appointed. It's the trying to get back on agenda to try to whip. By the way, they're very close to getting a deal on Obamacare, which means they're going to set up these so-called pools. So all the other mandates within Obamacare are going to be gone, which means Obamacare is dead. It means that they can move on and get the new budget and the new tax breaks by the end of the month so that we won't go bankrupt. And America has to rebuild its military because we couldn't engage the Russians in the Navy. In fact, we do not have defenses. I have my own defense experts who have had on the program for years. We couldn't engage the Russian Navy with your Yukon hypersonic cruise missile or the Hoot supercavitation torpedo or other systems. If we engage the Russian Navy, even with a tiny number of ships they have, we're going to the bottom. And they have EMP weapons that can even disable our jets. So the idea that we could engage them now, they'll be crushed eventually by us, but so will we. And neither us nor the Russians want a nuclear war. In fact, the reason why we had a cold war, not a hot war, is because we tried to keep channels open to a great extent. There were a lot of accidents or near accidents with Russians. But we do not have a bunch of crazies in Russia willing to die in a thermonuclear war. This is just not the case. And Mr. Putin, who doesn't drink vodka, is not an idiot. And he's certainly not a war criminal. So people need to start facing the music. Yeah, maybe he's the boss over there. They'll call him a mafia boss. But he's not. Okay, so he deals with the same idiots as we have with these Islamic rebels. And we, including brought out two Islamic ISIS commanders from the city as it was being cleared by our own helicopters just last week. So the fact is we created ISIS with the CIA and the British Intel and the Academy. And the CIA have been trying to do regime change with the PNAC documents for your decades, long before Obama was there. Even before George Bush. So the fact is, this is all made for TV, false, false flag. And it'll be proven. Once they get the toxicology from the United Nations, I will be proven correct. And Tillerson, when the line goes back up next week, you can guarantee that behind the scenes that Mr. Bannon is not gone and that we're doing back-channel communications with the Russians. And there's no intention to replace Bashar al-Assad with extreme terrorists, which is exactly what will happen. It'll be dangerous for not only us, but even the Israelis, who collaborated and even support injured ISIS fighters. I've even talked to anesthesiologists in Israel who have treated them in Israeli hospitals. So the fact is, this is all BS, the entire thing.
Well, I'm afraid we're not on the same page.
That's okay, but it'll all be sorted out. Let's put it this way. That's my theory based on all the evidence I've done. We're on a close page, and it'll be proven in the next few weeks to months. If there's no toxicology, and if the phone line goes back up by next week, I will be 90% closer to the page that's correct. How's that?
No.
If there's another strike, I guarantee you there will not be another strike by Mr. Trump. And all he's doing is positioning this aircraft carrier to knock out missiles from North Korea. He's already sent a message with Xi at Mar-a-Lago that they're going to choke off North Korea. And basically, if you want the trade deals, you got to choke off North Korea. All their fuel and material for building their bombs and missiles comes from China. China can stop it in a heartbeat. And China wants a deal. Mr. Ma wants a deal. And the Chinese are the smartest people on earth in terms of business outside of the Jewish community. That's why they call them the Jews of the Far East. These are not stupid people. And they want a deal. And they're going to get a deal from Trump. I guarantee you, Mr. Xi, there sitting beside him, had the biggest smile. He almost got what I call a face sprain. So Mr. Kim Jong-un, his psychotic maniac, he's not going to get a hit by special forces. He's simply going to have all of his supply of stuff cut off. And I guarantee you that aircraft carrier is just more bluster by Trump. And he's not going to do something stupid enough to get impeached. If he did another attack, I guarantee there'll be enough elements within the Republican and Democratic parties they'll start trying to impeach him, especially if an American jet goes down, which will happen if the deconfliction line doesn't get repaired. If an American jet goes down, the impeachment drums will start beating to take out Trump. Right?
Well, I don't even know where to begin. I think you're confusing the issues by adding things that are just... I don't agree with.
I'm going to go over some documentation this afternoon later, but I can guarantee you, this is my theory. It's based on a lot of facts that I can't lay down now because it would take about an hour and a half. But I can tell you what I see. Trump is not changing his stripes, you know. Trump hasn't. He's changed his media, and he's got the media genius of Kushner and Bannon behind him. And this is a full, what I call a false neocon agenda. There's no way that Trump has changed his stripes and become a neocon now. None. He's not going to engage us in a war and put in 150,000 troops like they're talking about. It's ridiculous. We are not going to have another Iraq. because that's where we'll go if this actually happens.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back to the Instrumental Report. Now, you need to know this, listeners, that Dr. Bill Deagle, the word nice should not be within 1,000 miles of me. I'm honest, I'm brave, and I got a brain, okay, and I look at all the facts. Plus, I have classified presidential level security clearance, so I have access to regular information, plus information channels that will give me a lot more. And I'm going to read part of the newsletter because Joel won't be back, by the way. He said it's too confusing. It's not confusing at all. In fact, I'm going to read more of the report from Colonel Pat Lang, who is highly respected and awarded here in America. And I'm going to read on. There are a number of U.S. military who were aware that the strike would occur, and it was recorded. There is a film record. At least the Defense Intelligence Agency knows that this was not a chemical weapons attack. In fact, Joel actually repeated that as well. In fact, Syrian military chemical weapons were destroyed with the help of Russia. And by the way, it's an international organization of the United Nations that oversaw it to make sure they only tested blood and soil samples, but made sure all the chemical depots and manufacturing facilities for making sarin nerve gas were removed from Syria. And there was absolutely no modus for Bashar al-Assad, who was moments away from not only clearing out all of the terrorists and the rebels, but are supported by Britain, America, the Mossad, and Academy of Blackwater Security. And if you want to see how crazy it is, John Mick and Sane posed with these maniacs back in 2011, actually at a town outside Amman, Jordan, getting ready for these attacks against and part of the PNAC documents to get rid of nation number 6 on their 7-nation attack, which is to get rid of Syria and then take on Iran. This is the Gulf of Tonkin 2. How ironic. Donald Trump correctly castigated George W. Bush for launching unprovoked attack, unjustified attack on Iraq in 2003. Now, we have President Donald Trump doing the same thing. Worse, in fact, because the intelligence community had information showing that there was no chemical weapons launched by the Syrian Air Force. Now, here's the good news, of course. It says the Russians and Syrians were informed, or at least were aware, the attack was coming. They were able to remove large numbers of assets. The base the United States hit was something of a backwater. Donald Trump gets to be pinned. He is a tough guy. He is not. He's a fool. No, he's not a fool. This is the fact is, this is genius. It's genius in several ways, and this is why you need to grasp this. That Donald Trump is a hell of a lot smarter in terms of his effective IQ with all the advisors around him and his media ability, which is unparalleled in the world. And that's why he did so well with Apprentice and with his businesses. And I guarantee you that his son-in-law Kushner and Bannon and other advisors helped him put this false neocon agenda forward so he could dispel the idiocy of NBC and all the other networks trying to trash him, and repeatedly with Maxine Waters calling for his impeachment. This silences them. The idea that he is now a puppet of Russia with the so-called new pseudo-Cold War going is total bunkus, okay? You need to know that. Russia cannot engage us in a war and win, but they can certainly put our Navy to the bottom of the waters. They don't want to engage in a thermonuclear war because I can tell you, having talked to a four-star general July 10th, 1994, that's just one of hundreds of facts which I know that are highly classified, the Russians freaked and knew they couldn't keep up with America with a space weapons system called Star Wars. I took care of all the Star Wars team, some of the team members up to 6 years after I even left CECOM, after I received death threats for being the exit examiner from the Oklahoma City Mirror Building. One of the team members told me that they removed unexploded U.S. Army Corps engineer micronukes, RDX, high explosive cord, and C4 in the inside pillars of the building. The Mirror Building is one of the most solidly built federal buildings on the planet. And the fact is that they court-martialed him when he had a loose tongue in a bar near Fort Carson. I got hauled into the CECOM offices at the board offices at St. Francis Hospital. I got fired on the spot in death threats from from Major Schwinder. And I insisted on a letter of reference and $50,000 in cash the next day, a check, $50,000. And I told him we came in 500 miles of me and my family because there's also a doctor for Delta and Special Op Forces. I would take them up. I got my check and my letter of reference. So you need to know, when I say these things, it's not as an average broadcaster. Like, hear the bluster with the bushes behind him of Alex Jones trying to pretend, oh, it's this, it's that, or try to believe the false flag. Don't believe the false flag. Trump is not off the rails. Trump is disabling the media for more attacks, and Hillary Clinton and her billionaires behind her and the globalists that want to pretend that the election was lost to further delegitimize the Trump administration. Now, once Trump does three things, number one, passes the repeal and the abolition of Obamacare, which is an abomination, and replaces it with a health care bill that takes care of all Americans. It's a right. Okay, get over it. Number two, passes tax reform, so he repatriates trillions of dollars, lowers taxes on the middle class that's being crushed, builds up business and closes our borders to criminals, and when extreme vetting happens June 1st, nobody, whether they're Muslim or anybody, trying to come here, when we look at their metadata, their travel plans, their facts, their Facebook and Twitter, nobody's going to do terrorism in America. We're going to track everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. So if you saw that analysis, I'm going to do a full written analysis with references, etc. Some are regular and some classified, and I'm going to tell you that I know that I'm going to be proven to be correct. That's why, and you need to know this as well when you're listening, whether you're a call-in or you're a guest, if you say something that's dangerous, incorrect, I will do an intellectual vivisection on you or any guest on the air live. Not like any other host and any other radio network. And if you don't like it, turn off the radio and walk away and become ignorant and put yourself in physical, health, emotional, and geopolitical danger. Trump is not a neocon. This is all a false story to completely dissemble the intel agencies that are fully infiltrated with the deep state and Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and Hillary Clinton, and the media attacks on him by fools, such as at NBC. I'm not even going to mention her name. This is not the facts. Now, even Pat Lang is fooled to some extent, because he's still saying that it was a false flag that even Trump didn't get. No, Trump was totally collaborating with this false flag, because it's a false flag. I call it a false squared flag. A false squared flag means you're collaborating with the other parties, which is why not one Russian died, Although they had missile batteries all over the place, they were manning missile defense systems right on that Sharkun air base, that the only 23 of the 59 struck. And I took care of the people that actually do the long-range software and military hardware targeting. These Tomahawk missiles do not miss their target. Flying 600 miles, they fly within 10 square meters, they're going to hit it. They continually recorrect, and they use what's called military-grade GPS, which means they have vertical dimensions down to a tolerance of 1.5 centimeters. Okay? So if anybody thinks they know more than I do about this, or thinks they're going to have another tail, come on into my cage match. Be brave. Play that song from Sarah Bareilles, I Want to See You Be Brave, whether you're a host or a caller. 800-313-9443. I guarantee you, I will be proven correct in the next 3 months that there was no sarin in those individuals that died. It was a false flag. Trump was completely aware, and so were the Russians and the Syrians. There's absolutely no intention by Trump or the Russians to allow the replacement of Bashar al-Assad. The fact is, having a, in a sense, a military presence by Russia and having a new cold, false cold war, which is what we're going to see now, a false cold war. But the real evidence is not what they say. It's the fact that the deconfliction phone line, whether they say it public or not, will be active by the time Tillerson arrives there within 1 day. And then when you see the toxicology come back, because the United Nations will be forced to do an international toxicology testing of the site and soil sampling and blood sampling, that I will be proven again correct that, in fact, America knew the strike in Italy was going to happen and that the winds could possibly blow the chemicals toward the town, and that the white hats are part of the false agenda here. We're doing a toxicological nightmare that no moron had ever had any experience dealing with a toxic nerve gas, sarin, would ever remove people with bare hands and little tiny masks and a full hazmat separate air system. Because if there's gases in the area, they'd also die. Okay? So this is not open to your damned opinion. The facts on the ground make it impossible for anything within what I say is correct. And I'm going to be proven correct, and you're going to see there won't be a second attack. There'll be the danger one, including this aircraft carrier moving off the coast. It just means if the idiot Kim Jong-un fires a missile, we've been shipping in parts into North Korea that blow up these things with, just like the Stuxnet virus that destroyed the centrifuges in Iran, which is through our various affiliates and teleagencies. And we have space-based weapon systems that can fry the missiles on the ground in their launch pads or in midair. So the fact is, the Russians were fully aware of this when I had my discussions with a four-star general underground at Schriever Air Force Base, 2 miles underground, July 10th, 1994, that when Gorbachev became fully aware, sitting between him and the four-star general and Ronald Reagan, of the Star Wars program, and how far it was even back then, let me tell you, it is fully operational. Now, it can even be tuned more. They have the theater defense system. They moved to South Korea. It's probably already in China. I guarantee you, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, if they didn't have, they already have very advanced anti-missile systems and our nuclear weapons. China's fully aware, and we're willing to make a business deal, but they're not going to have countervailing tariffs against our goods coming into China anymore. They will stop and monitor with Intel with our new Mike Pompeo, because the main problem is we knew the data was there, the metadata, that they were hacking in and getting over $200 to $300 billion of industrial espionage. They're insisting on American and foreign companies, like from Europe, to hand over their secret technology to the Chinese, so the Chinese could then repatent it by making minor modifications to the patents. I'm an expert on patenting because I've done patents before. And I can tell you, all of this is a chess game, lying to the public, literally the first, I would say in my lifetime, of a false flag. I call false squared flag. So when you see the data come out that the deconfliction phone line was operational, that no American jet goes down, that there's no secondary attack on Syria, that the peace treaty is finalized and they finally clear out the last of these rebels and terrorists, that Trump was fully aware that under Obama and previously under George Bush Jr., They funded and supported ISIS, which Trump doesn't, and these other terrorist groups, because if you cleared out Bashar al-Assad, the terrorists are going to move in and take Syria, which is strategically located right beside Israel, right in the midst of areas where they want to bring in pipelines, both the Russian and the Qatari pipelines they want to bring across there to Europe. Let me tell you, none of this is going to happen. None of this is going to happen. There will be no marriage act going down. The deconfliction phone line will go back up. You will see America and Russia will maybe play this game for months or years, that there's a new Cold War. And it's to both benefits, because having a Cold War supports the presence of Mr. Putin in Russia, that he's considered the strong man saving Mother Russia from now much more aggressive America. So everybody wins. And the media and the intel agencies that are embedded with Obama lose big time because they can't attack him anymore, that Donald Trump, especially as his media push to push Hillary Clinton over the Wicked Witch of the West, that somehow she lost the election because the Russians hacked. What a pile of crap. Okay? Do not be deceived by this or Alex Jones or anybody else, including this newsletter, and I've been reading parts through it here. It all indicates that they think that Donald Trump has been deceived by his own intel people. I'm going to read a part of the report that comes out of the 2013 false flag. First false flag, and I'm going to read off of his newsletter, which he should, if he looked at all the points that I made, revise it considerably by this Friday. The first false flag attack in Syria came in 2013 in a Damascus suburb, which killed almost 1,000 people with sarin nerve gas. It was blamed on Assad regime in order to induce the U.S. to directly attack Syria after Obama had declared that using chemical weapons would cross a, quote, red line. Again, the same term used by Trump. Remember, he's got media people working on him. He's Mr. Media. More accurate, researcher reveals that the gas attack was done by the Syrian rebels who received clandestine shipments of sarin gas from Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Oh, really? And, of course, we know there were also depots inside of Iraq that were made by these rebels, again, supported by Saudi Arabia, etc. On May 6, 2013, Sean Waterman of the Washington Times ran this headline countering the mainstream myth that Assad was responsible for the horrific sarin attack. UN official, the Syrian rebels use sarin nerve gas, not Assad's regime. And here's the rest of the story. I'm reading right off of his newsletter from last Friday, so you have to understand the very facts that he knows that this was not sarin nerve gas. The fact that we know that it's going to be proven on the ground that the blood and soil samples will prove there was gas, that there was a weapons depot that was well known by the Russians and the Syrians, and it was a Syrian air attack on this depot with conventional bombs that caused the gas release and caused the death of the people locally as an accident because of the strong wind. Testimony from the victim strongly suggests that it was the rebels, not the Syrian government, that used sarin nerve gas during a recent incident in the revolution-racked nation, a senior UN diplomat said Monday. Carla Della Ponte, member of the UN Independent International Commission on Inquiry on Syria, told the Swiss TV there were strong concrete suspicions but not incontrovertible proof. Well, by the way, that has been proven since. That rebels seeking to oust a Syrian strongman Bashar al-Assad has used a nerve agent. But she said her panel had not yet seen any evidence of the Syrian government forces using chemical weapons. Another version of the story from the Associated Press say that they caused the Syrian nerve gas in Damascus by mishandling the nerve gas which they got from Saudi Arabia. Syrian rebels in Damascus suburb of Ghouta had admitted to Associated Press correspondent Dale Gavlak that they were responsible for last week's chemical weapons incident, which Western powers have blamed on Bashar al-Assad's forces, revealing that the casualties were the result of an accident caused by the rebels mishandling chemical weapons provided to them by Saudi Arabia. At that time, the planned U.S. attack was postponed by John Kerry's offhand offer at a London conference. No, there's a lot more to this story. He was handed over to an international commission. In fact, I posted up some videos from the Russian Minister of Defense that quoted the United Nations International Commission, which, by the way, America was on that commission, that proved independently with on-the-site chemical toxicologists that the Assad government had nothing to do, and there never was an instance, including the foolishness and lies of Nikki Haley, trying to imply that Bashar al-Assad killed anybody with chemical weapons either before or after this incident. It's a total BS lie. The latest chemical incident, again blamed on Assad, is the return of the old ploy to induce the U.S. to direct military action. No. This military action was agreed upon in advance by Russia and Assad to make sure it not only took all the pressure, off of Trump, with the media and the intel trying to oust him from government by paralyzing his agenda, including raising the debt ceiling by the end of this month, which is the 28th. That's 2 weeks away. And if it doesn't, by June 1st, America goes bankrupt and can't recharge the EBT cards for 48.5 million Americans. And the military doesn't get checks anymore. And the military-industrial complex and everything shuts down. That's not going to happen. Okay? So what we have right now is a situation where this is, again, for public consumption, a lie on a lie. A false flag squared media event to try to make you believe that somehow he's gone off the rails and he's crazy, or he's so-called, you know, a nascent dictator. No, he's not. Okay? And the story that they bring out in all the pictures with Nikki Haley and the United Nations, this is disgusting on its face, but it's actually what they're doing is a strategic move to completely neutralize the media, trying to tie Trump to Russia, which is what they just won't let up, despite the fact that Mr. Podesta got 75,000 shares, Bill Clinton got a large speaking fee in Russia, and the Clinton Foundation had a major giant donation after they arranged the deal to sell 20% of uranium to the Russians out of the Oregon mine. So if you don't think that the you don't think that you're being manipulated out there by even so-called people in the so-called alternative media, you have. And some of the biggest, baddest people are not only these newsletter writers, but also Alex Jones, who comes on, not in his big media studios, which are, by the way, directly connected with the CIA and Mossad, but the fact that you're being lied to about you're being lied to. Okay? So Dr. Deagle is taking them all down to Chinatown. Okay? And if you think you know better than me, provide facts that completely dispel not only my facts on the ground and toxicology facts, which will be proven over the next 3 months, and my own personal experience dealing with toxicology and classified sources, as well as these public sources, which I'm going to post all the links up to, you put it together yourself and you realize that Trump is not off the rails. There's no major dispute that Bannon was only temporarily covering the National Security Office. His main job isn't to be NSC, is to manage and run the whole system behind the scenes, and it's completely not even overlapping with the functions of Kushner, who's the media expert and the campaigning expert in terms of data management and strategic handling the so-called media interface. They're completely different jobs, not even similar. And Kushner has no experience whatsoever to compare it in even the most remote way. So all this little soap opera garbage that he prefers his son-in-law over Bannon is more another false story out there to make you believe this soap opera, that this is what's going on in the White House. It's another pile of crap. Okay? So the big question is, what were U.S.-backed rebels doing with a stockpile of chemical weapons, and how did they get them? This is actually, I'm quoting right from Joel Skousen's newsletter, why is it illicit for Assad to have chemical weapons with U.S.-backed rebels being provided with them? Of course, the U.S. will never admit to the latter, nor are they arranged for the stockpiles using Saudi Arabia and Turkey as suppliers. Of course, we know that ISIS, we evacuated last week, two ISIS commanders out of the now collapsing city with the rebels. And the fact that we are now weeks away from a peace agreement where Bashar al-Assad will stay in government, and not only Iran has 100,000 troops in Iraq and Syria, we have 1,000 there. And they're going to say, how are they going to protect 1,000 troops? Let me tell you, if we did a military attack, and they're calling now these crazy generals for 150,000 troops to invade Syria, do you think this is going to be an easy war? Let me tell you some facts on the ground. The two toughest people on earth are Russians and Syrians. And you're looking at one of them, one quarter per Syrian. Let me tell you, there's nobody tougher than Russians and Syrians. And the Russians are strategic. They're not stupid. Under Putin, they're going to reemerge the 19th century Russian Empire, which includes places where the majority of the population are Russian, which is Eastern Ukraine, Crimea, etc. They're not going to reemerge as the Soviet Union, but we need to re-engage the idea of what is NATO and maybe even make Russia part of NATO. In fact, this is one of the proposals that this four-star general, during the time when they were proposing this, and this is, by the way, Linda LaRouche's plan, to have Star Wars engaged with Russia as well to not only protect against weapon systems that are spreading around the world to all sawed-off countries, that could deliver not only nuclear weapons, but scalar and EMP weapons and biological weapons, but also from space-based attacks from, quote, other worlds. And narrow space objects can come crashing down, like the Chelyabinsk meteor that came down and crashed near the area where they actually make the T-80 tanks in southern Russia, which occurred about a decade ago. So you have to understand things. I put all, connect all the dots together, and you out there listening to this program are going to hear the whole truth and not BS. And if anybody comes on my show, no matter what the guest is, if they say something that I find offensive or dangerous, they're going to be taken apart. And I will do an intellectual vivisection on the air for you or anybody calling in. But if you have a point and you got grade 3 and you can prove me wrong, I'm willing to listen. I want to always learn. There's some things I know, for example, that are thus saith the Lord, but I got a lot to learn. I talked to one of my friends who's the head of special guests, and I'm going to be trying to get on the program Greg Wynn, who actually was the original founder of Amazon, who is now retired from that, pulled out of the stock, was taken over by Jeff Bezos, who's the mortal enemy of Donald Trump. By the way, he didn't invent the Amazon system at all. He just took it over. And remember, Amazon is directly tied to the intel agencies, the CIA and the NSA, and that's why they're snooping into everybody's stuff, and they get away with a lot of things which other government agencies and other companies can't do because they're tied to the deep state. That's what Amazon is. You have to understand Amazon is part of the deep state, okay? So if you have other points you want to make and you can support it with facts, come into my cage match. Be brave. But if you don't have the facts, let me tell you, it'll be unpleasant and it'll hurt because I do vivisection without an anesthetic. Okay? Have a nice day. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer.
And welcome back. And I'm going to read a little bit more of last Friday's Joel Skousen Internet, and I've connected a few more dots. Again, if you look at even his report, you'll see here, for example, he's quoting the three important reasons why this had to be the fault of the U.S.-backed rebels and not Syria. This is looking back to the 2013. Number one, Syria gave up its chemical weapons in the 2014 agreement as certified by international inspectors, by the way, that included the United States. So Nikki Haley, if she actually had half a brain, which she does, she's actually lying to the United Nations full commission as well as the public when she puts up these pictures and says she knows incontrovertible evidence, or the National Security Agency, etc., with McMaster, who's a neocon, and others within the CIA that know that this is absolute evidence, which is a pile of crap. Well, it's always possible some weapons were kept behind that would negate the advantage to give up chemical weapons in order to deny the U.S. Number two, chemical gas attacks are a broad area weapon that have no military value in an urban conflict, characterized by close quarter fighting among civilians. Unless someone specifically wants to kill civilians in order to poison public opinion against Syria and change U.S. policy, which, by the way, last week, Trump had no intention of regime change. And if he did, he'd have to put 150,000 to 250,000 troops into Syria, and it would be a bloodbath of anybody supporting not only the so-called rebels and ISIS and al-Qaeda and all the forces that we have that are terrorists, would not only set up the caliphate in Damascus, Syria, but they would kill anybody that supported Bashar al-Assad, which included Jews, Christians, and by the way, Alawites, which are meld between Orthodox Christianity and Islam. They even keep the traditions and the church icons and other things of the ancient Christian church, Orthodox Church, which, by the way, the first church in the ancient world was not in Israel, it was in Syria. Okay, that's the Syriac church, which, by the way, Damascus, Syria, is 10 miles from the northeastern border of Israel. Okay? Number three, Syria would have no such motivation for such an attack. In other words, you have to have a motive. There is no way that Assad would use chemical weapons against civilians knowing that the international community is just looking for an excuse to attack him. Okay? So the fact that this is being put forward as a viable option is total crap. And anybody, including the alternative media that says this, they're also full of crap. And you need to know that Dr. Deagle is not. Whether it's a medical issue of the origin of cancer or diabetes, in fact, I had an interesting discussion when I went to Big Bear over the weekend, and the two gentlemen that I saw that were the intake people at the Nottingham, which is an excellent hotel, and their restaurants there are phenomenal up at Big Bear. I mean, it's like Disneyland for adults. If you want to escape L.A., which is real close, or San Diego or Las Vegas, there's a lot of cars from Nevada. They're both diabetic, and I mentioned to these two gentlemen, I said, well, you know, I'm Mr. Diabetes, but when I did my research in diabetes, I got persecuted. In fact, they threatened to pull my license for the fact that I actually found the diabetics of high insulin, especially after they found out that I worked with the head of pathology, Dr. Otto Hewen, and we had published data 5 years before Dr. Ravens at Stanford or anywhere else in the world, including research at Johannesburg with her scientists there looking at insulin resistance and developing the white bread glycemic index tables. Well, I've gone beyond that, and I'm going to put out a video this year and information references. The diabetes is a free radical disease, and only secondarily is sugar involved. So you need to understand that this is not the case that I'm going to back down. And it doesn't matter what issue it is. If you think you can outsmart me, come into my cage match, says Spider-Man to the Fly. Be brave. This is not like any other radio show or TV show anywhere on earth. You got Dr. Bill here, and I have attitude, and I have a brain, and I'm a patriot, and I'm a Christian, I'm an ancient Hebrew, and I'm going to stand up for you, the people, and for the right and of truth, and for the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I'm going to tell you the truth till the last oxygen molecule leaves my brain, and I go to back to be with the Father, Yeshua HaMashiach, in the eternal now. But I'm going to tell you the truth until that day. God help and God pray for America and for the truth.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply
the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.